This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's 5 o'clock, or relatively close.
I was wondering what you'd break first, your spirit or your body?
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen, online at warrenallen.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. Good to be back. It's Rop and Sook, your sports bros.
Sir.
I'm Rop, and that is Big Sook right over there.
Which got done listening over the last couple breaks to some of the Joe Cronin presser.
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on. That is happening right now, and Buck is on it, and so we're going to bring you some of that this hour.
At least from what I've listened to, nothing.
Which is why we're not running it.
Yes.
But we will have clips.
I will tell you that he loves the growth and development of the team. Chauncey has done an amazing job, and there was no value for the players, and he likes having them around. So there you go.
So we'll play some of that.
Excited for that hot audio.
Although, Sook just pretty much...
Well, I mean, didn't we all know what he was going to say?
We'll scrub through it and see if there's anything worth playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going on.
I was underwhelmed. How about that?
We have our Super Bowl num-num.
Num-num-num-num-num.
Got some numbers. The one number that favors the Eagles by a factor of a billion.
Well, we need something because every other number favors Kansas City by a factor of a billion.
Not really. I mean, the roster, you know, Philly's got a better roster.
Yes.
That favors Philly.
But when you look through some of, like, the advanced analytics and some of the numbers, there just isn't a whole lot to like about this matchup. On paper,
I don't know if you know this.
What?
Do you know this?
What?
The Chiefs have won two straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yes. I just
They're
thought.
Good.
I Philly has a better roster, I think, across the board, minus head coach, defensive coordinator, and quarterback. Although Philly's got a really good defensive coordinator.
I was going to say, Fangio's a guy that we could be talking about on Monday.
Yes. Well, again, I went over a lot of stats that I think are kind of scary if you're a Philadelphia fan. For instance, Philadelphia has the best rushing offense in the league, and it's not even close. It's the most explosive rushing offense. And the last two Super Bowls that Kansas City has played in, and I think you said it, I believe they won both of those. Both of those offenses were the number one rushing offense in the NFL. Not just the number one rushing offense, but they had the Holy Trinity. Yards per carry, success rate, and EPA. And Spags shut them both down. I mean, the Philly run game had nothing. McCaffrey, they held him to 75 yards. 11 was his longest rushing yard. In fact, in 18 postseason games that Spag has been their defensive coordinator, he hasn't given up a 100-yard rusher once. And that is terrifying because Philly, if they can't run, they're not in this game. But if you want like a fun thing on the other side, Kansas City is a really bad red zone offense. It's actually one of the worst red zone offenses in the NFL. And you know who has the best red zone defense in the NFL? Vic Fangio and this Philadelphia Eagles team. So that's something you can look at if you're Philadelphia. They can drag this into deep water. And they can force them to kick field goals. And Fangio will give them problems. I feel better about that side of the ball than I do about the other. And that's when Philly has it.
All right.
So there's a little.
So we've got more of that coming up. Super Bowl num num coming up in the club tonight. Would you want a pilot proposing to his girlfriend mid flight? I want to, because that happened.
That happened.
And I want to talk about that. I also have very hot news from the art world.
Oh.
And I know you have your ear to the ground in the art community.
I'm a big fan. I like the abstracts.
So you've probably heard this story. In the meantime, we will be pulling Joe Cronin audio.
Get ready to be underwhelmed.
And Super Bowl talk. But right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Number five.
Waste Management, Phoenix Open.
I've been waiting. Come on.
Round one.
Can't wait.
It is underway. The wait is over.
Thought it was over.
What do you mean?
I thought we already had Buck won his bet.
We did. The round one is over.
Oh.
Wyndham Clark is your leader, 7 under. And that wins Ryan Buckley $60.
I think that's the first time someone has won a 60-to-1 bet and has won exactly $60.
I mean, maybe the first time for any of us, but
it's a great long shot winner. He had him to be the first round leader. Taylor Moore, 6 under. Lee Hodges, 6 under. And there is Justin Thomas, 5 under, lurking like a shark, like a tiger. If you're wondering, Scottie Scheffler is T27. He went 2 under, which probably means he'll win.
Well, didn't he have his bagel hand or whatever? He's still doing
ravioli.
Yes. Yeah, ravioli hand.
Ravioli hand.
But he played pretty well last week, and so he's back. And right. He owns this course, so he'll probably win. But you know.
But for right now, all that matters is winner Ryan Buckley.
Yep.
$60. Number 4.
That's right.
He's got to do it again tomorrow.
Well, the NFL Players Association has flatly rejected Roger Goodell's proposal to move to an 18-game schedule. They say 17 is already too many.
Hey, player safety and concussions and all that, but we'd like you to play another game.
Meanwhile, the league announcing its first ever game in Australia. They'll play it in 2026. They're going to play in Melbourne.
We don't know who, right?
No, we don't. Although I read that the Rams might be part of it. Sixth country outside of the U.S. to host an NFL game.
So what, we got Canada, Mexico, Germany, England.
Brazil.
Oh, yeah. We had one in Brazil.
Excuse me.
Brazil. And now down in Australia.
There's some NFL nuggets for you.
Those
we continue to wait. Continue to wait. For the Super Bowl, which tragically is on Sunday and not Saturday like it should be.
Or just give us Monday off. National holiday.
Number 3.
Could the Red Sox land slugger Nolan Arenado? Apparently Boston is in talks with the St. Louis Cardinals on a deal. He turned down a deal to the Astros in December, which, good for him.
Yeah.
Who wants to go play for those
Astros?
Pete Alonso goes back to the Mets, 2 years, $54 million.
Thank you. I was going to say, are we getting to the big news? And that is the polar bear being back.
And that leaves Alex Bregman as the biggest free agent still on the market.
Where is he sniffing around?
The talk is Detroit, Cubs, and then Astros.
Weird that Bregman's a hell of a player. And still without, but this kind of always happens every year where you get the kind of a last man standing. Like a J.D. Martinez or someone that ends up signing like right before the start of the year.
Number 2.
It does say that Bregman has no interest in a short-term contract. Number he wants two. 7 years.
And that'd be why he is not signed.
Yeah.
Right there.
They offered him 6 years, $156 million, and he said, pound sand.
A little bit of Ohio State news. Wide receivers coach Brian Hartline has been named their new offensive coordinator, replacing Chip Kelly, who's now with the Raiders. Meanwhile, head coach Ryan Day gets a 7-year extension, keeps him in Columbus through 2031.
12 and a half a year.
He will make $12.5 million U.S. dollars per year.
Remember when everyone was like, oh, he's going to get fired or he's about to get $12.5 million.
Well, Michigan fans were trolling him with extend Ryan Day after they lost to Michigan. They're like, yeah, extend him. That'd be hilarious. Well, now he won a national championship and they did.
Well, he doesn't beat them, though. I mean, he was a few games from getting fired.
Yeah.
Like, if they lose to, what was their first playoff game?
Tennessee.
Yeah, if they lose that game,
I mean, they said
he might get fired.
They said all along that he was going nowhere. But, yeah, that was, you know, there were some people that were trying to stir that pot. Well, he ain't going anywhere now because they're not buying out 7 years at 12 and a half per. I think that's now, what, tied with Kirby? I think he's the highest paid? Or he might be right behind Kirby.
Let's do it.
Big old chunk of change there. But hey, don't pay the players, right? That's what's ruining college football.
Pay the players.
Number one.
Deal brings up a good point. He says if Buck would have bet $1 million on that bet, Wyndham Clark bet, he could have had $60 million. Pretty big oversight on Buck's.
I know. I should have used my privilege to leverage it a little more.
Yeah, get John Buckley on the horn and be like, Dad, I got a feeling on this one. That's what you could have asked for your birthday.
Well, the NBA trade deadline has come and gone, and the Blazers did not make a move. You will hear from GM Joe Cronin coming up. Former Blazer Yusuf Nurkic got dealt by Phoenix to Charlotte for Cody Martin, apparently. There were no giant moves today.
No, they all came before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you look at the deadline when you look at, like, Fox being moved, Butler being moved, Luka, which was arguably the biggest trade in NBA history. I mean, there were some significant happenings. This trade deadline was kind of bananas.
Well, last night, the Lakers added Mark Williams from Charlotte for Dalton Kennect, Cam Reddish, a 2031 first, and a 2030 pick swap.
Which is, they had a big hole at center. There's talk that LA thinks that this is a championship-level team. They just needed to go find a hole and fill the hole at center, which some people thought maybe Robert Williams could fill that, but...
Wait a minute.
Misfire.
Oh. Oh, what?
I was going to say, we're already at one.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing? So what happens when you win a 60-1 bet? Your focus wanes.
He's just counting those
singles.
Thinking
about spending those riches.
That's right.
What else we have? We have Brandon Ingram goes to Toronto.
In a move that no one can seem to figure out that a rebuilding team gave up a pick to go get Brandon Ingram?
Cleveland got DeAndre Hunter. Atlanta gets Caris LeVert, George Niang, two pick swaps and 3 seconds. You have Bogdanovich going to the Clippers from the Hawks. You have Cody Zeller now in Houston.
Hot Cody Zeller talk, huh?
Why did I even report that?
I don't know.
Marcus Smart is traded to Washington.
Yeah, remember when he was brought in to kind of be the stabilizing force in that backcourt for Memphis? That didn't last long.
James Wiseman has been dealt to Toronto for some reason.
Sure.
For cash. And that's really all I got for today.
No major.
Nothing major today.
Moves. No.
Except for Yusuf. The final piece in Charlotte.
Clearly, Charlotte's doing great.
Victorico's Mexican food brings you the Hot 5 at 5, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorico's.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. Our Super Bowl num-num and Joe Cronin audio coming up on The Fan. By the way, the upstart Dallas Mavericks, the new-look Mavericks, winning in Boston right now, 58-44.
Well, look, long-term, what they did was one of the dumbest things ever. But, like, this year, throwing Anthony Davis in the mix of the feast stays healthy, you know, Luka hasn't played in, he's ain't played in 20-something games. This may be a short-term nice thing for the Mavericks, but... You don't trade Luka Doncic at 25 for a 31-year-old Anthony Davis.
You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday who is kind of in the know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we were sort of speculating about is true, it sounds like.
That they just were tired of him?
Well, it sounds like his drinking is a real problem.
Yeah. And they think it is.
Well, and so they're looking at... So here... Okay, we're going to get to Joe Cronin. I have a very uninspiring Joe Cronin clip, and you're going to hear it, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
That's going to be in moments. But here is, and I'm not, I will just lay out what maybe Nico Harrison was thinking, and then you can decide whether you think that's good logic or not. Okay?
Yeah.
But it sounds like what they had on their hands is obviously one hell of a player who drove Rick Carlisle out of there. It sounds like he drove Mark Cuban out of there. And
although Cuban denies that, Cuban says he loves him.
Of course. Again, nobody is ever telling the truth about what's happening here. Mm. I mean, Luca is lying that he's shocked that he's traded. He's not shocked that he's traded. He knew that there was a possibility that he would be traded because he's a very difficult guy to deal with. Mm-hmm. And he knows that. These stars know this. Okay, so it sounds like his drinking is a problem. So you get a guy that gets you to the finals. He's, what, 25 years old. Mm-hmm. He's now not staying healthy. And you are staring down the barrel of a $335 million contract.
Yes.
You're looking at him going, oh man, this guy's difficult. He's apparently uncoachable. He is just Luca. He's that good. He's going to do what he wants.
Get out of my way.
So, which makes you think that maybe Jason Kidd is actually doing a pretty good job of handling that whole situation. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know what
Kidd last year.
But he didn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there. Nico said, "Dude, I don't know if I can give this guy $335 million." So the reason that he would kind of trade him under the veil of secrecy is he didn't want people to know why he was dumping
Luca. He didn't want people asking, why are you putting him on the board?
So he's not calling around the league. He's not making it a big thing because the second people start sniffing around, they're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, what's going on?
The price goes, not that people wouldn't trade for Luca, they would. It's just that the price would go down. So he saw a guy in Anthony Davis that he's always coveted. He knows Pelinka. And apparently they called the Bucks first. I think that's out there that they called the Bucks and wanted Giannis, which is that's who I would call.
And Milwaukee said no.
And they said no. So, okay, all right, well, let's move on to the next one. Well, I really
maybe
like
the three guys in the league you don't trade.
Right.
You know.
And he moves on to L.A. He knows Pelinka. Anthony Davis has got to keep this quiet because I don't want it getting out there, you know, what's going on with Luka. And then, you know, the flip side is, hey, Nico's going, we got out from under that.
Yeah.
I still got Anthony Davis, and Rob Pelinka does not know what he's in for. Although Rob Pelinka would do what every other GM would do, and that's, I don't care what I'm in for. Yes, I'll trade him.
Well, it's saying something that you can drop 30, you know, a night while being a fat drunk. I mean, and maybe this is one of those where...
So that's where I think a lot of people go. It's like, what is your determination of how they viewed that? Because that sounds like that's what happened.
Yeah.
So how do you think that's smart? Or do you see, I can see why they would think that way. I still would probably try to work with Luca.
But here's the thing that you can do, and I still don't understand why they didn't do this. Why not sign him and then trade him on that deal? You don't have to do it urgently. Like, even if you don't want Luca on the Supermax, somebody else does. Somebody else does. Although there are 20 other GMs that would. Start a bidding war.
Depending on you know, where you're at, like with the apron and all that, and being able to, it's harder to trade people now. And so maybe you sign into a Supermax
does complicate things. I would just think that, you know, your biggest responsibility here is to get the best possible return.
Did you hear everything? So he was under the impression that, or he thought, Nico, that if this gets out, that he is trying to trade Luca, the league is then going to know of Luka's warts, and then the price comes down. So I don't think in his mind, and I'm not saying this is right,
because the price
you see his mental path.
You see his mental path to this. In his mind, he had to stealthily get rid of and get the most he could for a generational player who was rubbing everyone in Dallas the wrong way.
It's just it's weird that if indeed they called Milwaukee and they said no, how old is Giannis? 27?
Giannis. That's a good question.
Because Luca's 25.
29, 28?
Give me an age.
We're looking at it.
30.
Hold on.
He's 30. Giannis is 30.
All right. So he's 30. So
does that hurt your argument?
Well, no, but I just think it's interesting that, so Giannis, who is, same thing, like led a okay team to an NBA title and is truly special. So a 30-year-old Giannis, they said no to. The Anthony Davis thing is perplexing, and maybe it's just as simple as he knows Anthony Davis, he knows Pelinka, and that's someone that he's always coveted, and here you go. I just wonder, of the young talent in the league, right? So you take Shea, you take Giannis, you take Anthony Edwards, you take, Wemby certainly would be a no. You wouldn't move on from Wemby. I'm just thinking, how many people say no to that. The one, just the one other team you called said no. Did that scare you? I get the idea of like, if it's out there, the price comes down, but can the price go any lower than Anthony Davis and one first round pick?
That's fair.
Or is it simply a fact of once it got out, the backlash would be so great, and then maybe then that kind of takes it, and then Luka comes out and gets disgruntled. So maybe you thought it had to be secrecy no matter what. I wonder if indeed Milwaukee said no, how many others? Because I believe Wemby says no. Maybe Oklahoma City and Shea says no. I mean, what they've got cooking, they're like, nah, we don't need it. And I think that's probably it.
Yeah. Blazers say no. They got Kamara.
Avdija.
And whoever signs him, you don't have to sign him to the $345 million deal because no one else can give him the max. And so it's just weird that if that is really what this was, and you settled on Anthony Davis, who again seems to have the same sort of reputation of not being in shape, not being particularly tough, not always being dedicated, but I guess is a two-way player. And I guess you already have Kyrie Irving, who's a pain in the ass, but has been pretty good in Dallas. And
the thing we don't know is just how bad it is with Luka.
No.
And the Lakers are about to find out.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that they care.
Yeah.
But they might eventually.
Yeah. Someone said that. I guess this is an interesting point because someone said, remember Luka put up all his missed calls?
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone goes, hey, was all those Luka missed calls because he was, quote, sleeping, or was he just hammered?
Well, didn't they say that they had to take a beer out of his hand at the LA press conference?
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I think they had to.
And then the other one, that the rumor was, is that during this rehab, he got up to 270 pounds. They want him closer to 245. And look, ultimately,
He doesn't look that.
Well, he was wearing a polo and a sweater. And
you remember how tall he is, too. He's a giant human being. Like, he could carry 270, and we might not realize he's carrying 270.
So, look, we're going to find out, because in 2 or 3 years, we will find out whether or not Dallas looked at this and said, dude, we got a 25-year-old alcoholic with a fat boy problem, and we weren't going to give him $345 million, and maybe we look back and owe them an apology. Or LeBron, who spends $1 million on his body, gets with Luka and says, hey, dumbass, here's all my guys, here's the supplements that I take. We're already over in Europe. Let's get you hooked up with some stuff. And all of a sudden, Luka is 245 and he wins two titles, and Dallas looks like an absolute ass clown. At the end of the day, this is Nico's legacy.
Well, sure.
His entire reputation is staked on this.
He knows that.
The only thing to do is wait.
If the Lakers, I think an interesting question is, if the Lakers do not win a title with Luka,
then none of it matters. I mean,
is Nico going?
Yeah, I told
and
you.
Even if Dallas doesn't.
Yeah.
If Luka does not win a title with LA, is Nico going, see?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And he might have a point.
But, you know, he's going to have 10 years to do it. So, I mean,
and you'll never know if you could have gotten a better package had you tried.
Well, that's fair.
That's the one thing that I'm just am so perplexed about, that at least you made a call. I guess you made one. You made one swing.
Yeah. Initially, the report was there were no calls.
He kind of panicked.
Kind of feels
he kind
that
of
way.
Panics.
And which, again, lets you, it makes you just wonder. I'm doing the Joe Rogan thing, which I hate. God.
Makes
you wonder. Just saying. God, that drives me crazy.
People are saying.
But it does make you wonder, like what you said, is it way worse behind closed doors than we realize?
Well, he's not going to trade him if it isn't.
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, come on, man. Like,
you know, maybe it's really that bad, because
some people think that
it's easy. Like, if you have a functioning drinker in your family, maybe no one realizes it unless you're there day to day waking up with them.
Well, yeah, I would imagine the day to day. Again, I think the Carlisle and Cuban angle is very interesting.
Yeah.
And they're not going to ever say anything, but Rick Carlisle is a hell of a coach.
Yeah.
He left.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
He could not work with Luka.
Yeah.
He's a guy who doesn't put up with a lot of crap. Mark Cuban is, and he left.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Mark Cuban sold the majority share of his team, and some are saying that that is why.
Some are saying,
there's my Joe Rogan.
There's your Rogan.
But it's just, you know, it's interesting. And now he's traded, so it's like, how many signs do you need? But then again, he could be fat, drunk, and win a title in LA, and it doesn't. And then it's like Dallas is still dumb.
Yep. Because
even drunk.
Yeah, well, he led him to the finals last year.
Okay, we got to get to Cronin. We're burying the lead here.
Dude, I can't wait for I bet he's so energetic. And
Joe
just,
Cronin.
He's such a captivating speaker.
If you don't know who he is the general manager of your Portland Trail Blazers.
The fearless leader.
And we have a clip, and we're only going to play one clip. It's that boring. Of him talking about not making a trade at the deadline.
We haven't heard.
Is that a hot tease? Are you guys going to come back after the break and hear that?
My press conference. Pants
it's so bad you have to hear. You have so to wait around.
There
to come
we
back.
Go. I love that, and it makes Buck sad.
And it makes me sad.
Here's Buck with sports.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you've made it. You've made it to the key portion of the program.
This is what you've been waiting for.
This is
hot.
What you've been waiting for.
Joe Cronin presser.
It's interesting to me that, remember when, I'm going to punt on that.
All right.
Never mind.
All right.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm making a decision to pivot.
Yeah. All right. Pivot.
And I'm pivoting.
Omaha.
So, yeah. Look, the Blazers,
Omaha! They
did not make a trade at the deadline. I don't really know why, but we're going to hear from the GM who's going to maybe tell us why.
Not really, but all right.
But this GM, Joe Cronin, look, and I want to be fair to Joe Cronin. Mm-hmm. He was just hired, what? 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years?
Right. Yeah.
Wrong?
Well, he was the interim guy, and then he got the full job.
I want to be fair to him because GMs need time.
Mm-hmm. And this is the definition of a rebuild, even though they told us it wasn't.
Is anyone prepared for the idea that this guy might be one of the worst GMs in the league? I'm not. You're laughing. I'm not kidding. And again, I want to be fair. There is more time here. They're going to do stuff in the offseason because they have to.
Yeah.
But just listening to him,
it's not inspiring.
Dude, he's the most uninspiring guy of all time. Yeah. It makes you...
Well, let's let our audience be the judge.
It makes you want Neil Olshay back.
I am... See, I'm not quite where you're at because, again...
Until, well, I didn't say he was the worst. I just said prepare for the idea that he could be.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
I think when you look at what he was able to get with Denny and what he was able to get attached to DeAndre Ayton, whatever you think of DA, and getting Kamara...
Not much.
That... I think those right now, if you were to say who is on this team 3 years from now that you feel 100% certain, I think the only two guys I can say are Denny and Tumani. And I think both of those guys were had for not much. And so from that standpoint, yeah, the rest of it, I'm with you. So prepared for him to be terrible? No. Prepared for him not to be able to do anything and stuck in the same damn cycle as being the 7 and 8 seed? Yes. That I'm prepared for.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to be... Hold on. Go.
54 seconds. Here is why the Blazers did not make a trade.
Trade deadline 2025 has passed.
Thank you, Tibbs.
I know a lot of fans and probably a lot of people in here prefer a little bit of action. Often we do too. You know, we're always looking for ways to participate in these windows and find guys that can help us be better. But this time around, we just didn't find the value, so we decided to pass. And for us, that's a good thing. We have a group of guys that we're really excited about. A group of guys that, you know, at the start of the season, we wanted to see take big steps, both individually and collectively. And we've seen a lot of that this season. So for us, it's, you know, let's keep going. Let's keep building. Let's keep getting better day to day. And when this next transaction window hits this summer, we'll see what that entails.
Okay. There you go.
Just rinse and repeat. And by the way, I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of what he said. It's just, I get it. If you're a Blazer fan, it's frustrating as hell that we just get told the same thing over
it's
and
the
over
same.
And over
and
over
hard,
and over.
The hard part is... he said, see, I hate it when they say there's just not the value there because there's really no way
to know.
There's no way to know what he was negotiating.
Yeah.
So Neil Olshay always used to do this. He'd be like, well, it just wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. But that's not a good enough answer because we can't judge for ourselves.
Yeah.
So what we're supposed to just take your word for it. I mean, to me, what I'm starting to hear is that not enough value there means you're not a good enough negotiator. That's what that means.
You could view it that way.
Because, of course, teams are going to call you and not offer you a lot the value that you want.
By the way, you don't have a lot that's particularly valuable.
Well, I mean, Jeremy Grant's a good player.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
Robert Williams should have value.
Yeah, Robert Williams have value to...
just get picks for those guys, whatever you can get.
I don't know. To me, and this is a total oversimplification, and I know that, but I just don't think the NBA is all that complicated. There are haves and have-nots, and there are alphas and non-alphas. And the alphas always seem to get their guy or make the move. Doesn't mean they're always right, but they make it happen. The nons never do. Mm. And that's Joe Cronin. Yeah. That's the Blazers. Yeah. They're just, I don't... Dude, as inexperienced as he is, I don't know what the rest of the league thinks of him, but I can't imagine it's much when they get on the horn with him. And that's a problem. When you're trying to negotiate, that's a problem.
A lot of it is relationships, right? And, you know,
I mean, listen to him.
It's certainly, as someone said, I'm already uninspired. Yeah. So it's like listening to the GM version of Jonathan Smith.
And that raises a whole nother question, which we don't need to get into, but how much polish do you want out of your GM, right? Do you want him to be a little bit more put together like Neil Olshay was and a little more full of crap, at least spinning it like Neil Olshay was? Or he seems like a very sort of normal, down-to-earth type of guy.
Yeah, Mark Helfrich.
But, boy.
So said I'd trade the whole roster for Danny Ainge.
I would too. Hell yeah, man. Yeah,
it can be frustrating. And the sad part is that as fun as this is right now, and like this, these last 10 games have been a lot of fun. Certainly has gotten my attention. I've watched more of the last 10 games than I have probably the previous 30.
You know what that's going to get you?
Nothing.
Well, it's going to
get
you
the 10th seed.
It's going to get you your coach leaving for another job.
Probably. And it's going to leave you with the 10th or 12th best, you know, player in the draft. And, you know, that again, rinse and repeat. And it's my, what I've said all along is nothing matters until you get a gravitational player, until you get an actual star.
That's
and,
right.
And that is.
We're on the same page there.
And I don't know where that comes from.
Wake me up when that happens. Otherwise, we're talking football.
Yeah.
What?
No, really.
Well, there is the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl num-num. I only have time for the one stat. We'll get into more of the stats that I brought to the table tomorrow. But the one I will tell you about next is the one that favors Philly by a lot.
All right, we need something because there's a lot of us being like, yeah, Casey's going to win this. And I need hope.
Your Eagles. This may give you hope.
Go Birds.
E-A-G-E-G-S.
E-L-G-S-G-S.
Rough.
We'll be right back on The Fan.
Let's go, Birds!
You're an idiot, dude.
I know we're talking about the NFL, so this is NFL adjacent. The NFL awards, the honors are going on.
When's that? When are we going to find out who wins MVP?
I think it's happening. I mean, it's going
soon?
On. Yeah, they're on there. It's happening. They're on the red carpet. Have you seen old Bill Belichick at the NFL honors?
No.
If you pop up your Twitter, you
pop
will.
Pop up my Twitter, if you will.
Your Twitter?
Yeah, well, I retweeted it. I think it was from
a lot of people are retweeting.
A lot of people are retweeting it. So just look at Bill on the red carpet. Look at Bill on the red carpet of the NFL honors. It's an all-timer. Bill's there with his lovely not bride, right? Just girlfriend, significant other.
Jordan.
I thought you were big underscore Sook.
No, I am a Sook 1080.
Oh, that changed.
Yeah.
When did you change that?
Years ago.
Huh. Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping me in the loop. All right. What am I? Twitter.
Or you're listening to the dude's story.
Or at NFL, you can do that. I mean, it's just out there. Just type in Bill.
Okay, Bill Belichick. Is he in a red coat?
He is in a red coat.
Yeah, he's in like a red crushed suede thing going on.
Look at
what are we?
Are we not seeing her? Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Bill
and Jordan.
God bless Bill. And he's got a handful of Super Bowl rings. He's wearing every one of his Super Bowl rings. What must she think about when Bill is laying on top of her?
She's half naked.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah,
she,
I expected way worse. I expected to see, like, disheveled Bill. He looks good.
No, I'm just saying that.
No, it's like, look what he's bringing to the party.
She looks amazing and is, like, 19 years old.
Yeah, that guy's pimping. Bill.
She loves his personality, and she just is, I'm sure she just loves him for who he is.
You sound jealous.
No, I just am fascinated. I'm fascinated at what she must tell herself on a daily basis to justify what is happening.
So here's the one stat. This will tease our Super Bowl num-num for tomorrow. But I'm only going to give you... So most of my numbers that I'm bringing to the table here, they don't look good for Philly.
No. They
just these things that I thought were interesting that we'll talk about tomorrow. But one of them looks bad for Kansas City.
Okay, which we need.
And I'm going to give you that one.
I think we're all pulling for Philadelphia for some unknown reason.
Did you know, Jace, that when two teams have met in the Super Bowl, one had a bye in the playoffs, and the other did not?
Kansas City did. Philly did not.
Correct. One team is 0-10 against the spread.
Right the hell out of town.
In those 10 meetings. They have never covered, and they are 1-8-1 straight up. This is since 2003.
Interesting.
The team with the first round, or with the first round bye, that's the Chiefs. 0-10 against the spread in that scenario, playing a team that did not have a bye.
Interesting.
How about that?
That is a very, very, and somewhere a Duck fan is like, see, the bye's terrible. We were screwed over.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but it is interesting that not one of them, like you would think that would be the other way around.
Yeah. Because in the NFL, everyone wants the bye. You used to get two of them, and it was a big deal. You got rest and extra time to prepare.
But you could also look at that stat and go, why would that even matter when it came to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Obviously, both teams are really good.
Yeah, and at this point, that extra week didn't do anything
exactly.
for you. And you all get an extra week of rest now in the Super Bowl
right.
because there's always a week in between. So you both are basically coming off a bye. I don't know, maybe one of those, that may be one of those random happenstance sort of numbers.
Right,
you
could
know?
Be random. It's not that big of a sample size.
No. We're always looking for meaning and stuff, and this may just be one of those where it just... Things just happen. Funky things happen. What a coincidence, right? And like we're not allowed to have coincidences anymore.
There has to be an explanation.
And that's where all the conspiracy theories come in, because nothing can just be, right? It's like with the crash in DC. Well, that just doesn't happen. Well, yeah, sometimes people just, you know, they're not paying attention and no, it's impossible. Could never happen. There has to be a sinister reason behind it.
Well, look, I can't wait for Sunday. The Eagles are like, what, 15-1 since their bye?
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are 17-1 if you take out the Denver game where they didn't play anybody.
Which didn't matter.
They're combined 32-2, dude. Yeah. Like, how could you get better than this?
And by the way, 2 years ago when they played, Philly had a 10-point lead going into the second half.
Great matchup.
And this Philly team is better than that one, although...
And they combined for like 75 points. Yeah. What more could you want?
That was a really good game.
This should be a great game.
But the Chiefs always... Don't the Chiefs always play like cardiac Super Bowls? Like, have they ever
had
one that...
No, they play them all close.
Yeah.
Your Niners should have beat him.
Yeah.
Didn't. Eagles should have beat him.
Twice.
Didn't.
Well, the only one that they played that was a... That wasn't a cardiac one was the one where they got their ass kicked.
They lost to the Bucks.
The Bucks.
Tom Brady.
And that was just because of the injuries. And it was also the only time that you didn't have a massive advantage at quarterback. Not that it mattered. That was about an O-line thing. But, you know, that was the one time you could say that the quarterback matchup, I don't know if it favored New England, or excuse me, Tampa Bay, but at least it was on par. The rest of that has been think about it. He's beaten Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and who do they knock off?
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo. Look, that's not exactly murderer's row that he's going up against.
That's right. Chiefs are overrated.
But again, now he's getting, believe it or not, isn't it weird that he's playing a worse version of Jalen Hurts than he did 2 years ago?
That's right.
That Jalen Hurts, somehow Jalen Hurts got worse over these two seasons,
like
even though
worse.
He's got way, way more money.
All right. More on the Super Bowl with our Super Bowl num num tomorrow. We have a full show tomorrow, so be here with us, won't you?
Yes. Well, I will be here.
Good.
Where am I going?
Well, would you want a pilot to propose mid-flight?
Got to think about this.
I don't think I would. I don't want that.
I don't think I'd mind.
Okay. Well, it happened. And we'll kick off the club with that next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.